You are now chopping it up with the Nerd Barbershop Podcast.
Thank you.
Welcome to a brand new episode of the Nerd Barbershop Podcast. I'm Taryn Williams. Thank you so much for clicking on this podcast and hanging out with me for a little bit. So this episode of the podcast is kind of a special episode. I'm going to do my my recap, my review, my experience from my first ever Frosty Faustings. And so just to give a little history, so Frosty Faustings is a fighting game tournament here in Illinois. It's actually held every year at the Westin Hotel out in Lombard, Illinois. It's like 30 minutes or so outside of Chicago. It's held every year. This is actually the 16th year of the tournament, and it's actually one of the first major tournaments in the fighting game community of the year. So it's pretty cool. It holds a lot of weight for a lot of people. It's my first year going. I've wanted to go. I didn't go last year because of work, and I kind of forgot about it, so I missed registration and stuff like that. And so this year, I kind of said, you know what? I was going to try to, one of my goals for this year is to actually do a lot of things I didn't do last year because of work. So Frosty Faustings is kind of one of the first things on that list. So I decided to go take some time off of work, go hang out for the weekend, and, you know, compete in some games and, you know, see what happens. It's a lot of fun. Like, it's something that I love about just conventions as a whole, is just being around people that are like-minded, similar interests, similar tastes, and stuff like that. And a video game tournament or a fighting game tournament is no different. You have, excuse me, I think there's about a little over 3,500 people that were in attendance. I'm not sure how many people actually come. I think that's like everybody that competed as a whole, and that's not people that were just came that were just there for watching. So just over 3,500 people attended the tournament. Really cool, really nice to be around a lot of like I said like-minded people. Since I'm pretty sure it's a pretty big event for the Westin Hotel, so they take care of everybody. I actually didn't stay in the Westin. I actually stayed a little bit further down at the extended stay out in Lombard, which is not that far away. Google Maps kind of lied to me, because I thought I'd be able to walk from my hotel to the West End, which would have been nice, but it doesn't work like that. Like, the route actually gets blocked off by like this fence, and there's like some other stuff that you just can't get through. So Google Maps lied. So I ended up taking Ubers back and forth from my hotel to the West End, and every Uber was about maybe $5-6, so it wasn't that bad. So it was about, I would take two trips, you know, one there, one back, so about, you know, about like 11 to 12, 13 bucks each way. And I did that for like really Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It wasn't too bad. Like maybe about 50 bucks for Ubers, you know, give or take. So not too bad. And I liked that the extended stay actually had like a little kitchenette. So I had like a refrigerator, had a microwave. I had like a little electric stove if I wanted to do some stuff. But the refrigerator is the most important part for me. And yeah, I stayed there, hung out there. So the tournament went from Thursday the 25th until the 28th. So that Thursday went to go register, walked around and stuff. And I just like how like, you just have like these pockets of games everywhere, and the community for those games are like in those little areas. It's really cool just kind of walking around. There also is like an artist alley, which if you follow me on social media, you know I'm a big fan of Artist Alley at like C2E2 and other combo conventions I go to. So this is no different, you know. I actually did end up buying some stuff. I think Saturday I bought some stuff for, you know, Saturday and Sunday I actually bought some stuff. I also bought like a Frosty Faustings scarf, because, you know, I thought the scarf was kind of fly, so I bought that. It was just fun. It was just a fun time. Good environment, good people, you know. I've never had any issues at any conventions I've gone to, and this was like, and this was the same, like, no issues, everybody's, like, good spirits, everybody's polite, you know, just, like, basic, just, you know, basic communication, and everybody had a good time. So, for me personally, I actually competed in Skullgirls, Street Fighter 6, and Tekken 8, and it was fun. Like, I kind of knew going in, I was gonna get absolutely murdered in the Skullgirls, because there's just nothing but monsters that's in the Skullgirls community, because the game just has, like, its fan base, and they're just really good. Like, there are people that probably aren't, like, everyone's really good to me, and the tiers just keep going up. And it was, I mean, it's just fun. People probably think, oh, but you didn't compete. Like, you didn't, like, you know, you got killed. So what? That's the nature of fighting games, you know? There are people that are out there that this is what they do. They know it inside and out. They know how moves work, frames, like, all the ins and outs. So, yeah. But I went there just for fun, for the experience and to have fun, and to be around the community, and just to kind of support the community. because I watch a lot of streams and stuff. So, but being there, buying a ticket, supporting, you know, the community and stuff like that meant a lot to me. So I wanted to do that for, like, for Skullgirls, especially Street Fighter 6, of course, is already big. So competing in Street Fighter 6, I'm actually mad because I could have won my first match in pools. I should have stayed in winners for a little bit longer, but I didn't. So I ended up getting bounced out pretty easily in all three tournaments I was in. And Tekken 8 was actually Sunday, which was yesterday, the time we're recording this, which is the Monday after. So, yesterday, I was in Tekken 8, which was really fun. The game just came out, and people are already just monsters that are already really good. A lot of their Tekken 7 skill set probably carried over to Tekken 8. And yeah, and again, got absolutely murdered, which I kind of saw coming. And also, I actually was on stream, so on the YouTube version of the podcast, I might try to throw in the clip of me getting just beat on stream. It won't be that long, but just like the match, I might put that in here on the YouTube version of the podcast. I'll throw in the clip from my match. I guess I gotta find it and download it and do all that fun stuff. But yeah, that was fun. And I mean, my first time being on stream, I know there's like how maybe a couple hundred thousand people that watch it, everyone there. And it is what it is. It's pools, you know, people come through and do stuff. It's not that big of a deal. So, it is what it is. But, you know, I was talking to my friend earlier. I'm just like, but don't worry. I know everyone that beat me in the tournament, and I have a revenge list. Like, so if I go on a slight revenge tour between now and next year, I'm planning on going back next year. I'm definitely trying to, you know, go on a little revenge tour, if you will. I'm just trying to get better. But it did make me realize I do want to go compete at locals here in Chicago, because there's a couple places. I'm going to do locals. I got to do some research and find them and go hang out. You know, just meet some of the local players and be part of that community. Yeah, but this is a lot of fun. Like I said, and the hotel does a good job of taking care of people. Like, there's little shops and little stuff. You can buy stuff. I actually bought some stuff for my brother, actually. Got him a couple of prints and a sticker that I think he's really going to enjoy. Sunday, I actually found a pixel frame, which you've probably seen it online, where they have like different games, they have like scenes from games, and they like make them like these 3D type picture frames, where it's like a scene from a game and stuff like that. So I actually finally bought one of those. It's pretty cheap. It's one of the cheapest ones I've ever seen. It was like $25 before tax. So I was like, ooh, let me get that. So I bought that for myself, and yeah, just excited, like, having like my controller with me, and I actually ended up learning some stuff about my controller that I didn't know prior to going. So also, it also made me realize I might invest in the Steam Deck, because I think having the Steam Deck to be able to train in your hotel would be really nice, because since the Steam Deck can play so many games, that might be an investment. Maybe not this year, maybe not next year, but it's maybe something I might consider, having the Steam Deck for traveling purposes, so you can still play the game. Because again, like, you can't play like on site, but again, there's like 3,500 people there, and everyone's trying to game and play, and some people just don't stay on the, you know, they have a setup, they'll stay on the setup for hours. So, you know, it's just kind of, you gotta figure out a way to kind of, you know, get your timing when you can. Also, because the Royal Rumble was happening the past weekend, they actually had the TV set up in one of the ballrooms, so we got to watch a little bit of the Rumble. I was telling some people, like, everyone there is an absolute monster, because I actually ended up playing one of the best Soul Calibur 2 players in the country, I believe. I was just playing kind of casually, because my Skullgirl pools on Friday was at 10 a.m. So after that, you know, I kind of got put out, you know, whatever. It was about 10:40. So I still had, like, you know, 7+ hours to kill. And so I was, like, looking around. Like, I ate, you know, talked to some people here and there, bought some stuff. Did I buy stuff? Yes, I bought stuff on Thursday for sure. And just walking around and stuff, and I just found the Soul Calibur 2 cabinet. Okay, you know, I'll play for a little bit, just hang out, whatever. And the guy said, next thing, oh yeah, you know, we'll play, whatever. And he just murders me. And I was talking to him, I'm like, this is just shit at it. And he was kind of like, yeah. I was like, you know, you got a couple of top 10s, or a couple of top 8s. And he was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, I could tell, I could see it. And he was cool, he was just super chill. And I ended up picking, like, a better character, and I actually beat him. He beat me, like, 15 matches straight, and I got, like, one win on him, and he left. And the next guy I played was also a Soul Calibur 2 player, and they also, you know, were just really good. And I'm just like, come on, y'all, like, really? But that's what it is. Like, that's the nature of the beast. Like, there's people that are just skilled at this game, and they're really, really good. Like, I was telling people, fun is not allowed. You think you're coming for fun? You don't think. Unless you come with some friends and, you know, you guys are just kind of chilling and hanging out. Fun is not allowed. But I think on Sundays it kind of gets a little bit more fun if you think about it. But yeah, it was nuts. But it was so much fun just being around the people, the environment, the hype just in the crowd when you're watching stuff and just feeling the energy and just chants and just, it's really cool. Like, it's just such a fun experience to be a part of. And competing, just like waiting, it really did hit me back to kind of like those old school arcade days of waiting around the arcade trying to wait your turn and stuff like that. And yeah, that's how I felt like in pools, you know. You got your controller, everyone got like their controller, their fight stick, USB cables, Brooks converters, like everyone just got their stuff. Everybody's just waiting and they're watching, they're learning, they're, you know, looking at move lists and information and trying to look at money. Like, it's just a lot happening. It's a lot of fun. Like, it's just so much fun. It's different. Again, if you're a fan of fighting games, I'll definitely suggest going to one. I know Combo Breakers and Schaumburg, which I'm not gonna get to because I'm probably not gonna have the money or planning for it, especially because I'm actually planning to go to PAX East. I'm going to PAX East at the end of March, which I'll probably take my controller there just in case I need to run some sets at PAX East. But it's just fun, great experience, it's so much fun. I'm saying the word fun a lot because it was, like, it was fun. I ended up actually placing, I think I was like 41st out of 65 people. Actually, hold on, give me a sec. I can actually read off my rankings because I have them on my phone. God, I took a picture. I was 65th out of 84th in Skullgirls, 385th out of 728 in Street Fighter 6, and then 65th out of 209 in Tekken 8, which isn't bad, but there weren't like any wins in there. Except for Street Fighter, I didn't win one match in my set, but all the other ones were just because like DQs and whatever. So I'm like, yeah, you know what, it is what it is. I just want to improve on that and hopefully get like some wins and do some cool stuff. But yeah, but thank you so much for supporting the podcast, listening to the podcast. This was a little bit different than my normal podcast, but I wanted to talk about Frosty because it was a big event, my first one. I thought it'd be fun to kind of to talk about it real quick. But thank you so much for supporting the podcast. I really mean it. I'm going to try and get some more podcasts up. I do got a couple of ideas for podcasts I do want to do. So hopefully those are coming out relatively soon. I'll try to get this one should be uploaded pretty quickly. Or actually, when it comes out, you'll listen to it. but again, thank you so much in supporting me and my endeavors. And we're going to keep it rocking in 2024. So always and forever, slice and dice and gaming. It's not just a motto. It's a lifestyle. I'll see you next podcast. Later.